Giving Change a Bear Hug by Maria Fontaine.
Most of us want and desire things that are new, innovative, and creative. We want to be cutting edge and modern enough to reach the world of today. Yet, at the same time, we tend to feel safe with the way things are, or at least with much of the way things are. We have traditions from the past that matter a great deal to us that we have a hard time letting go of. Sometimes we act like change is our best friend. Other times we look at it like a mortal enemy. It's human nature to struggle at times with change, as it requires leaving some things behind to make room for the new things ahead. On this topic, the Lord said, "When I ask you to adopt new methods or mindsets, before you do anything else, take a deep breath and ask me to help you to open your spiritual arms wide, and then give that change a big bear hug. Ask me to open your mind and heart so that you can behold wondrous new things in my word. Whatever you do, don't let yourself get stuck in the past. Don't wait to have it all figured out, to synchronize the present with the past, or to understand it all before you embrace the change I bring into your life. Understanding is the byproduct of faith, so trust that my spirit will work through the new factors that you are facing. Rest assured that as you proceed by faith, walking on the waters of change, I'll keep you afloat. If you place your trust in me, you will never be disappointed. You will see the future unfold according to my plan, and you will come to understand my purpose in everything." Maria. A helpful principle to bear in mind during times of change and uncertainty is to give yourself time. Give that new mindset or practical change time to settle, time for you to become adjusted to it. If something is difficult for you, or if something changes in a way that you don't like, time will often help you to figure things out, to sort out any personal issues you may have, and to make peace with the Lord regarding the new direction He's leading. Things are going to continue to change in your life, and in the end, you might really like the new, even if it was difficult initially, or took some time for you to accept or adjust to. Often you just have to give change a chance to settle, as this prophecy explains. Some changes you will face in life will probably be a little disconcerting, and you may not relish the thought of what that change will bring into your life. But before making up your mind whether you'll like it or not, it's wise to give it time. Let the concept of the change settle in your mind and heart, and then give it time to become part of the new way you think or do things. The key to having the right attitude about the changes that are ahead is to keep your mind and heart open to me. Until you've accepted and made the change, you're still looking at changes for tomorrow with the eyes of today. So don't pass judgment on or rate a change right at the onset. Give yourself time to adjust to it and to alter your perspective. Human nature tends to assess the future within the framework of today, and it can take time to adapt and shift to a future-minded perspective. When change is looming on the horizon, it is natural to measure and compare it to how things look or work today, your past or current experiences, and what you appreciate about the way things are today. So give yourself time to alter your way of thinking, to adopt new mindsets and attitudes, and to give each change time to take shape. Ask me to help you to embrace what is presently unknown and may, in some cases, go contrary to what you currently know and the boundaries of your experience and knowledge. You can choose to be a pioneer in spirit, someone who is willing to go into the unknown bravely and courageously when I ask that of you. Embracing change and welcoming it into your life doesn't mean that you're initially fear or hesitation free. What it does mean is that you don't give in to fear or worry when you know that the change you are facing is my will. You keep moving forward. Change, in all of its many colors, forms, and challenges, brings depth and growth to your life. When you find that change is destabilizing your world, come to me and hold on tight and trust me. Trust in my promise that I am with you and will never leave nor forsake you. Maria. Any change brings with it some aspects that are trying or stretching. Even if it's a good change, there will still be aspects of our lives that require adjustment. There will be new tests of faith. Additionally, changes are generally a bit unsettling until you adjust to them and you find your new rhythm. The Lord gave a little message on change that I thought would be encouraging for you if you are facing a time of change. There are frequent times of upheaval and unexpected events in everyone's lives, and that's just part of life. Change is an ongoing process, and when you navigate one period of turmoil and uncertainty, that is not a guarantee that it will never happen again. Circumstances around you will continue to change, and you will have to keep adjusting throughout your life. If you approach these times holding onto your faith, you can make the best of it, and you can learn along the way. You take all the experience you gain and tuck it under your belt for the next time you come up against a big challenge. Even if there are things that you regret or events that you see as negative, if you view those things with faith, you can trust that I work them together for your good. Life is full of surprises, progress, and change. Sometimes change means reversals. Everyone experiences turnarounds and switchbacks and unexpected bends, because life is an evolving, growing, real-time event, and it is lived by flawed human beings who are themselves in the process of growing through their life experiences. There's no way to avoid that. So hold on tight to your faith as you go through tumultuous times. Don't let anything take away your confidence in me. You never lose by having faith and trusting me. Faith is the response when you're facing change, uncertainty, or readjustment. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Maria, if you're feeling a bit shaky or unsure about a change coming into your life, can you take a deep breath and ask the Lord to help you to open your arms wide and give change a big bear hug? When you're feeling apprehensive or even overwhelmed about the future, you can join Paul and every Christian who walked by faith and say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And, "I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content." Thank you, dear ones, for having the mindsets of pioneers and for being willing to let go of the past. It's not foolish to, as Saint Augustine said, trust the past to the mercy of God, the present to His love, and the future to His providence.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.